That's better. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a big dragon. Big dragon. The dragon was mean. Once upon a time, there was a big devil. Made everything lousy everywhere. Once upon a time, there were lots and lots of people. They thought that eating shit was beautiful. So they ate each other too. Thank you. though the word has it now, they're not gonna make it. There may be a bloody awful event, or even a few, before it gets to the time of prosecuting the guilty, which you can see, as you remember when I told you that it was everything, everywhere, all the time? That was the word? Mm-hmm. For years I've told you that, for years and years. First of all, greetings. In the name of the Most High, we are children of the Most High. Not here to grovel. Not here to beg. Not here to worry about how evil and cruel and mean these fuckers can be. But they will be met with justice. Now, that's not the Lord coming out of the sky. Oh, here's a lightning bolt for you. I am Zeus. We don't do that. We are I am. You speak it into existence. You will it to be. You are connected. So you see, part of this is a rebuke. The churches were completely destroyed. Now, there are some strange things going on, you know, and this is just going to try to stick to spirit and prophetic and things like that. I mean, there's no sense for me to talk about politics. You get that all day long everywhere else anyway. So, you know, they lose is extremely prophetic. But it's always good when you see people that have some modicum of anointing saying the same thing. A lot of people are just, you know, mind controlled and trendy. Those are not to be listened to because the crowd is, as they say, always wrong. So we're having a little breakfast thing here, and I'm on the run with this chat. So justice is slow because people are slow, because they don't want to acknowledge how bad it is. They don't want to acknowledge how mean people can be. But if you look at the movement just before this called woke, you'll see, and I agree with Elon Musk when he says that this is just simply a shield, you know, so they can be, you know, mean without and cruel, without any kind of rebuke, without any kind of acknowledgement. Notice too how woke will not allow other opinions or debate. They just want to browbeat, lecture. They want to say mean, ugly things, and they lie the entire time they talk. So there is no woke. If you think it's about racism or something, there is a woke if you understand spiritual warfare. It's basically the devil's double speak is all it is. And but it's also a disease in the sense that when people catch it, and I've watched them catch it, you know, like a virus. It can't be, the only thing that's going to jar it out of there is being, you know, having a near-death experience, which we will all have. And I don't know how soon that'll be, but that's coming. Death, as they have promised, will be everywhere. The people doing it are completely imperious and they are beyond the touch of you. You cannot touch them. You cannot prosecute them. You cannot send law enforcement or the military or anyone. You are truly beaten in every single way. And unless and until you acknowledge that you are overthrown, you will never be able to get back up and fight back. You will always be wondering if the cavalry is going to come to save you. No news for you. There is no cavalry that's going to come to save you. You're beaten fair and square. You got to hand it to them. They had the people. They had them in place. Everything, everywhere, all the time. But nobody listened to me. I could have told you where they were. And I did. For how many years? Not one person of any kind of power heeded anything I said. The one thing I think I did influence is the flow. You know, that it would always come down to the spiritual warfare. But unless you acknowledge everything everywhere all the time, you're done, deluded, wrong, false, liar. You see, and now that's been confirmed. Now, in the beginning, you know, in, say, the early 2000s, they laughed at me for that one. And oh, how they laughed throughout the whole thing, you know, especially talking about the way these people are. I don't think you realize how cruel these people really are. And when I say cruelty, when I say these people, who do I mean? I'm talking about the fact that if you work at any corporation in the world that is a conglomerate, that is a power, that's basically the government, okay? And you have to catch the mean virus or they won't let you work there. You got to be cruel and mean. You got to be behind it all. The government today is the cruelest, meanest, most disgusting abomination that has ever been seen upon the earth. Worse than anyone in the history of all humans. And I know people say, well, you say that every generation. No, I've been around for several generations. I can tell you, this is the worst there is in terms of just abject meanness, abject cruelty and perversion. You know, I mean, it was one thing to leave people on the ground in Afghanistan, to leave our people behind and leave them to be gutted like pigs. And they have been. And did anyone even bat an eye at that? Even today, it's like, well, he lost a few points. So the people of America are cruel. Because they're putting up with, you know, incredible atrocities. To their own people, they don't seem to care. And so you remember. You remember those words of, you know, hearts will wax cold. They will wane, they will wax in Matthew 24. They will wax cold. So, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, that's worse than waning cold, in a sense. I mean, waning cold would be insane. But waxing cold means it's intentional. It's moving toward, you know, it's a positive force. Waxing, that's like the moon increasing. Waning, the moon decreasing because the light is leaving it. But waxing is more of an intent. And the love of many shall wax cold is just the very kind of thing we see with people who ordinarily were fairly patriotic, I guess, turning a blind eye to their brothers and sisters who basically have death warrants in Afghanistan. You don't even see like a fund to help them, do you? Those left behind? Haven't they obscured the whole thing so nobody feels any guilt? Oh, yeah, it's Christmas, baby. Boy, do we deserve some good cheer. Trish? Another one. So, not out of blaming anyway. I mean, I'm not blaming, you know, you or blaming, you
there
know.
There are various people who are.
Yeah, there are various. Here and there. Hey, over there. Hey, good job. Hey, way over there. Good job. Hey, isolated one, way over there. You just got out of jail. Now you're helping Afghanistan. Wow. Cool.
I think the Blaze.
Well, there are always a few good men, a few good women. But in general, the love of many has waxed cold. I think we can all, I mean, I think we agree with that, right? So, and then after Jesus, you know, predicted the temple, the falling of the temple, he says, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now I'm going to move away from them because she's right here. She knows that I'm right here. And all these are the beginning of sorrows, i.e. waxing. So, you know, according to, you know, any kind of prophetic interpretation, that would be worth its salt. You see how I'm... And look at the positioning of the dog. So she watches, but doesn't realize that I'm going away into my... See, this is a very casual talk, so it won't be taken too seriously, which is good, because now... in the soundproof room. And so it says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted for not taking the jab, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Yes, Jesus. And then shall many be offended, woke, and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Mean, cruel. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Oh, yeah. Well, I think in a way the pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, the cruelest, meanest thing they could cook up. And it hasn't even begun to be painful yet. You see, what they're doing is an act of vengeance. And where are they? Everything, everywhere, all the time. Who delivered the bricks and the stones to be thrown through the windows? Where did the rioters come from? Who manages the riots around the world? And how did we get codified and standardized tests and vaccine, and we told you they would be mandatory. And people laughed at that. And then they went out and got their jabs. But the most important of these prophetic scriptures yet to be fulfilled come from verse 14 and on. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Folks, maybe I just have to spell it out for especially some of the older people. Look, TBN is not the gospel. The whole, you know, people in the revival business are not the gospel. The Bible, as many versions as there are, is not the gospel. So I'll just leave that right there for now, and then I'm going to go on to the next one. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, and let him understand. And then if we go to, if I can just get this thing to cooperate on Revelation 18. I want to draw this parallel very, very clearly, because I think, things are a little different today. I have a huge plate of things to do in front of me, which have to do with entertainment, entertaining you. But I don't just entertain, do I? There's a little something more to it with what we present to you. Oh, no, not a message. We're not that stupid. Okay. And I just have to find... So the fall of Babylon, really the fall of the world system, is a warning for the people of God to get out of, you know, the churches, the whatever you call churches. I mean, the organizations falsely claiming Jesus as Savior, meaning that they... that they're dead spiritually, and instead they provide a conformity to society, which is why whenever we think about the churches, we think that'll be gun confiscation and where to get the jabs, right? Some churches, it is where to get the jab. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you not be partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. So there's justice. Reward even to her as she rewarded you, as she destroyed you, and she took what you have. Double unto her, and double according to her works. In the cup with have filled to her double. And how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her through the vaccinated realm. The bioweapon has become a bioweapon against the elite. Omicron, my God, thank you for sending Omicron, has done nothing but strengthened the unvaccinated against any kind of COVID. The people that have not taken the jab that have gotten sick from others that were shedding. In other words, if you're in a family with others who have gotten the jab and you haven't, and you are not, your immune system is not where it should be, you could definitely wind up in the hospital. You could definitely wind up, you know, very sick. And we know people that are, but they are also recovering. So they say, well, you won't die if you go to the hospital with the jab and the booster. And that does provide a kind of immunity for a second, but it's not real immunity. In my view, it's like a trick to make you think you've got it, and then of course there's going to be more things you have to do. I think it's funny that Pfizer has just been approved for their ivermectin pill. They're going to be coming out with an antiviral pill which has ivermectin in it, plus some other ingredients which probably I would just stay away from. So, you know, the traders of the world, the economy of the world also dealt in the souls of men, because for a lot of people to sign on to the economy or the world system, they would insist that people pledge their souls to Lucifer in clandestine ways, you know, not in overt ways, but they get, you know, in my experience, the kids start getting hit on for that when they're just at puberty. Because that's when the sexual part, or the part that makes them an adult, really, in the eyes of, you know, the spiritual realm, really kick in. I mean, that's where a decision... Have you noticed, too, another thing that I think has gone unnoticed is that people are... the forced jabbing of the children. And the one guy said, it's wrong to kill the children. Equating the jabbing, you know, to the WHO guy, you know, the terrorist, communist. You know, it's wrong to kill the children. But notice how they can force it on them anyway. Notice how the children do not have to use free will to make a choice. Notice how they're allowed to. No one else is going to tell you this. Notice how they're allowed to go after children. Because in the game that we're in, adults, and we're just going to say people that can bear children, okay? Even though we know that's not a real adult yet, but I mean, you know, just that's where we have to put the line. And even some teenagers, from what I understand, are not being, you know, they're being fooled sometimes in the jab, but in usually they have to, you have to make a free will choice to have this vaccine, this poison dart, to accept it. And then after that, they want to go ahead and get you with another jab, and then they want to give you a booster. And then on top of that, they want to then give you ivermectin to try to heal you from, you know. The whole point is to get people to die on cue. So I have wondered about this for a time now, you know, this idea that in Australia they force-jabbed kids because they're allowed to, folks. They're allowed to. But with adults, they're saying, you better go ahead and get it. And notice how they just don't quite force it. They'll say, no food, no market, no airplane, but, you know, you can get people to get food for you. You can store up your own food. medical centers are worthless, so that's not where you want to go if you're sick. You've got to educate yourself on medicine. So you know that's a task you have to do. You know, basic medicine, herbs, homeopathics, God's remedies. You think God likes you putting, Satan's, all I could call this, you know, pharmakia, sorcery, because there are always side effects. So we call that sorcery. There's always side effects. Notice when you take something natural from the Lord, you know, whether it be food or supplements, because the food is not as nutritious, which is true, you don't get side effects. You get benefits. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's quite profound. But let's say if you've been taking vitamin, you know, C, D, zinc, and quercetin, it's also the Z stack of Dr. Zelenko. And he put that out there right away. And that's a very powerful formula. I've taken it for a couple of days. And I can tell you that it's very strong. I also have another quercetin formula that's not quite as strong. And you can tell that when you go to the bathroom, you know, your feces get harder, you know, and a little bit tougher to eliminate with zinc, with that much zinc in you. But at the same time, you need the zinc and you need the quercetin and the C and the D to make sure that the zinc gets into the lungs to help keep you oxygenated. And then there's other remedies, you know. Now, I can't say these will work 100% or save people from anything, but I have heard a lot of testimonies of people who have lived using treatments as opposed to these false vaccines, which to me are false because the mRNA and spike protein sort of HIV delivery system tends to destroy immune systems in the end, or at the very least, making you dependent on the government for your immune system. So you have to go to them to get endless, infinite jabs. We told you the mask, you knew in the very beginning. We've been reporting for over 2 years on this. And I don't fashion myself as a reporter, but I said a lot of the things that are happening, we said in the very beginning. I mean, I said in the very beginning. And the sad thing is that, you know, I lost friends. And later they come up to you and they kind of, you know, but then they're afraid of you because, you know, you bring bad vibes, bad news. It's not bad news. It's the news is that you've been duped. And then, you know, once you're duped, you have to make, you know, someone that has some modicum of wisdom and discernment will try to, you know, make that situation right by changing course. You know, by instead of getting another jab, going, you know, trying to look at what the mRNA treatment has done to them and done to their blood by getting blood, you know, your blood worked up, and then try to develop a strategy to improve that blood. You know, that because you can look at it through the microscope, and you can make your own determination, and that's what you should do. That's the way it should be. They show you a slide of your blood, and you go, wow, that's terrible. And you go, well, here's a protocol to deal with it of natural, you know, God-given remedies. These are the same people that would, you know, raid the health food store and take the, you know, the herbs that grow in the hills. You know, I forget what the one was called. One was for cancer. And it was just a common plant in California. They came in with guns, you know, to confiscate the this plant. You know, these dried, chaparral plant is what it was. And California is known for that chaparral. That's that low shrubs that are always burning every fall. And they found that those had great anti-cancer properties, so you could make a chaparral tea. And then they confiscated it. Chaparral. Stuff that would grow in your backyard. That you could make the tea off of that. And they took it at gunpoint. So that's the mentality you're dealing with. Really stupid fucking people. I mean, really, really dumb. And really mean. Because in order to get into the club, you have to pass the mean test. Would you gun down your fellow American if he didn't give up his gun? Yes. Okay, you're in. You know what I mean? That's... Would you, break into the house and, if necessary, kill everyone in the house? Yes. Okay, you're in. You're in the club. You know, Do you find anything wrong with, you know, would you have a problem separating the children from the parents in a situation where somebody is extremely right-wing extreme because he says that he still believes that in the family? So would you take the children away from someone that would say something like that? Oh, absolutely. Boom, you're in the club. So they've been, you know, recruiting and rehearsing and getting these people everything, everywhere, all the time, all the time, all the time. I can tell you, just for me, I'm like a radioactive barometer thing that goes off. I can tell you, I have walked into, you know, done my fights with basically here in Santa Fe and around just mechanics. Mechanics are in the club. And what they like to do is when they find out that you're for the Lord, what they like to do is, you know, on the other side, what they did to us was just unconscionable. We were very sick from being poisoned. We're trying to recuperate. It took 6 weeks for Trish and I to recover from being poisoned. We were both poisoned in California. Then we came here. And we're trying to deal with a truck, and it's like every time they would release it to us, something went wrong, like the tire would pop, another tire would pop. Finally, they had one part that we're trying to change the tire, and there's one part that either got a little wrecked or something and trying to get the tire out. Took to them and said, oh, no, that's 6 months. That's going to take 6 to 8 months to get that into stock. You know what I mean? And it was just like one thing after the other every day. And, you know, this was really a problem because we take them and said, we didn't drive over nails or anything. Nothing happened. And you gave us faulty tires. And then so they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't budge. So I wrote a really cryptic letter to the through email to the head of, you know, the Dodge Corporation or whatever. You know, just like a crazy guy, you know, they're trying to kill me. They're doing this, they're doing that. Here are their names. Here's where they are. And they're literally trying to, I can't ever get my truck back forever. They're saying they're just going to keep it. And, you know, it's an exaggeration, but that's the kind of thing they were saying. I got the truck back the next day. Perfect. Proof. Now, that's serious gang stalking when they're sabotaging your vehicle. So that they did the same thing with the drivetrain, where the drivetrain actually just fell and hit the ground. And they said, if you'd been on the freeway or going somewhere like either anywhere over like 30 miles an hour, you would have gone up in the air and tumbled about, you know, end over end like in a car chase movie. And I was so grateful. I said, thank you, Lord. So then I went to another mechanic where they were not, you know, in, you know, that wasn't happening. And I got a free drivetrain, completely new, based on the a warranty that, I guess, for the drivetrain, it goes quite a long time. And so I had to make an adjustment away from the local dealer to one in Albuquerque. You know, and then after that, the idea is looking for, because the service manager that actually had moved to the, you know, same thing with my Jeep. I've got a Jeep and I have to, and I, you know, and I kind of fixed it up and it's still going great, you know. And I hardly have any miles on it because I really just pull it behind the RV and we use that to drive around wherever we end up. And we haven't gone that far because it doesn't register miles when it's just freewheeling. It does not register miles then. So it's not even 20,000 miles in like since 2015. Okay, so that just shows you not a lot of driving. But I had to find another Jeep. They had me come in for service, and I couldn't go. I look it up, and I look at the guy, and I go, the guy looks familiar. And he was the guy that used to be at the local dealer here that engineered the gang stalking events on us. And it all began when he heard about the Zeff report. And then he started in. And that was enough for him. And it got to the point where, you know, they were probably thinking I was going to get violent. you know, and so who knows whether there's going to be a shootout down there or something, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, when people start doing that to you, you know, it's a manly thing to think that maybe you should take a shotgun down there and blow the guy's head off, you know, but then you think about it and you realize you have to go another way in our society. You can't just kill people because they're, you know, there's the real sin they do is they're surreptitiously gang stalking you. Then the gaslighting comes in, where they start asking you about things or talking to you in a way that, where they're all kind of nodding and winking and, you know, elbowing each other. You say, well, listen to this. Hey, so what are you doing this weekend, Zev? Oh, I thought, hey, Zev, nice to see you. And so we've had that, you know, and that's basically, I can vouch for just about every mechanic, donut shop fool, you know, students, just about everybody in America has been tainted with this, with the fact that they could be, well, you see what happens is they get set up for it. They get preconditioned by church, school, books they're supposed to read, other books that are banned, you know, high school. So that part of their, you know, being conformed to the world is going to be being obedient when that day comes, when they're asked to get put into service. And put into service may be, okay, here we have a targeted individual, and we need you to play this part or that part. And so they do in the hopes that they'll be able to move up in status. And where do you get these assholes? Well, I told you before that many of them fell for the meme, for the woke thing, in Gen Z anyway. And so they're ready to go to war based on that. And basically the target now is all society, which I said eventually this would go mainstream, and it did. But let's just call it organized evil going mainstream, not just gang stalking. See, like they like to compartmentalize. Listen, these people that there's a lot of fake stuff out there on this topic, which made it hard to talk about. Let's just say that if you're, you know, in Christ, there is persecution, and they intend to kill you. And the worst persecution we've ever gotten came from Christians. You know, the people that like put the money up for the Jesus movie. What is it? The Chosen. You know, I want to talk about this for a long time. I have no desire to see any, not even one episode of that. And because it doesn't look real to me. And so I've said, you know, before the end of my life, whatever the Lord gives me on that, because the last couple of years I've totally trashed it. But before the end of my life, I got to do a film, you know, of not just one. I know that Larry wants to do one on Paul, and he and I have talked about it, and, you know, it'd be a pull no punches kind of approach. And I mean, this is great, but I'm, you know, on another character. I know now they're doing King David. The same people that did The Chosen are doing King David. And they have an unlimited amount of money from donations. Like any other topic, any other movie, any other thing, if you weren't claiming the Christian thing, you couldn't raise $5,000. But because this is Jesus tied into the evangelical church, you got loads of money there. And loads of power. So long as you play the game. So fuck no. I want nothing to do with that movie. Or their King David. But I do feel the necessity to do our own version. And even, forget not just David, but Solomon. And Solomon would be very cool. Because then we can get into the whole occult. But that would be a big series. I mean, that would go on. I mean, that's a huge topic. Right?
how we got there, where we're going, where we are now, you know, this whole thing. I take it very seriously. But yes, I would love, I almost feel like any kind of Jesus thing I would do would be a rebuttal to The Chosen or to anyone else, TBN, The Chosen, and whatever else. And they said, well, this Jesus, you know, looks Jewish. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, everyone I grew up with, I mean, you know, a lot of us have Jewish ancestry. And so what is your point? So instead of being like this, you know, white boy, blue eye thing, it's this sort of, you know, dark, Jewish, Semitic born person. So what? You're getting more sophisticated? Is that what that means? And this is quality family entertainment. And this, you know, frankly, and I'm not mean to piss anyone off, but this is the problem with Kevin Sorbo as well. He's tainted by the evangelical church. And they all are. And I know they hide out in Hollywood. I know they go to I know what church they go to. I know all a lot of stuff about, you know, Hollywood Christians. And the main word that comes up is coward. C-O-W-A-R-D, baby. You know, if the foo, I mean, if the shoe fits. Don't tell me that you're not playing a game here. You know, if you were for real, they'd probably have drive-bys going by the set with guys like with machine guns. You know, there'd be a shootout. Huh? Because they would worry. Why do you think, oh, keep listening, keep rolling. Why do you think they would want to cancel Christmas? Even though the 25th is Nimrod, which the evangelical church loves to celebrate. They just fucking love it. Why do they want to cancel it, though? Because you see, just that name Jesus, Yeshua, whatever kind of, you know, and we all know what you mean in your heart. That spiritual truth of Jesus is a total threat. So yeah, they're trying to shut down Christmas, trying to tell you that you need to cancel Christmas. Even though most Christmas celebrations are fake, it's all get out. And I don't care one way or the other, but I just tell you what they're doing. They want to cancel Jesus. And make no mistake, Jesus is real. And Jesus has me saying these controversial things. It may look, oh, you're going up against the brethren. Oh, the mysterious brethren. Yes, and where have they been the last few months, eh? Yeah, right there on the front lines, baby. Sure. Well, it feels pretty alone out here. I don't know. I mean, front lines. Maybe I'm in the rear with the gear. I don't know. I know one thing. The state of Christianity today in the world is completely pathetic, save for those areas that are doing the early church works, having to rely completely on Jesus for protection, having no help anywhere. And see, you see how the Lord is? He's brought the United States into that state where there is no protection for anyone. There is no redress for anyone. We've been conquered. And so now the persecution begins, huh? Now, finally, you know, saying Jesus or having your children homeschooled with biblical understanding, and things like that, will get those kids confiscated and even jabbed. And, you know, when people are jabbed, they're never quite the same. I know people are weak, and I know God allows for that. I Otherwise, I'll refrain from commenting until we see the result. But it doesn't look good. It looks like something kind of changes. And I'm not trying to call people that take the jab, you know, evil necessarily, because I know some that are repentant, like my friend, and he seems perfectly normal. So, but I think there's something that's going on with the booster then, or part of these, or the second jab or something, to where it's affecting this God connection, you know, this spiritual connection, where it's like interrupting that. And they were talking about this at the DOD. They said they were going to use vaccines to separate people from God. So I'm just taking them at their word. I mean, this is nothing I predicted alone, me. This is something that I, you know, so a news item I had seen with the Department of Defense talking about using vaccines to stop radicalism in the Middle East. Because it separates the person from the God thing. Well, if you do that, then that person's kind of a zombie. You know, I call it the dulling. And so far that seems to stick, the dulling. It's like they're the same, but they're kind of, there's a dullness. There's that vibrancy isn't there that was there. And I think people are getting beaten down too from this pandemic plan. I mean, they're planning on bringing out all the big guns. They're going to go trample down every last man, woman, and child. And you remember I did that one song, and I got to get back to, going to be getting back to music here pretty soon. So that'll mean less of these. But I'm kind of, you know, today I'm trying a new technique of just grabbing the iPad and putting it out. And then I need to do some music. But I did one. And it's funny, when I write, when I come up with musically, a lot of this stuff is prophetic. I did a funny song, comedy song, you know, a satirical song, as I like satire a lot. And it was called Military Crawl. It featured Trish singing. And it's like, let's do the military crawl, da, 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 you know, jazzy kind of, you know, kind of like a happy song type of thing. Nothing serious, you know, low-end production, you know, nothing earth-shattering. Except it's predicting exactly what's happening right now. And I need to actually find it and download it. And get, I mean, I can't find my own music because, you know, they're getting rid of people like me on the online. So it's harder to find things. But if I could find it, you know, on something like even SoundCloud, how to do a military crawl. See, it doesn't even come up. It used to be everywhere. Let's see if I can find it. It's fine, we'll play it. But I mean, this was, I don't know, what, 6 years ago? Okay, there's a... Wow, it says it's on Spotify. Probably, I doubt that. Yeah, let's see if...